This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, we look at African swine fever and how it's devastating the hog herd in China. And also, we take a look at future milk prices with analyst Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. And with that, here's Lee Milky.
Matt, we never seem to find ourselves with nothing to talk about in these sessions, and last week was no exception either. Let's start outside our borders with China and its swine fever epidemic.
African swine fever is basically a terminal disease if your pigs get it, and much of China's pig population is on these small farms where it's very difficult to be biosecure, so it's been very difficult to contain. The thing about China's pig population is that it's roughly the same size as the U.S. population. There are a similar number of pigs in China as there are people in the U.S., and of course that requires a ton of nutrition. Now, with this disease coming through, there's estimates that it could remove as much as, say, a third or more of the Chinese hog herd. You can kind of think of it like losing a third of the U.S. population. That's a lot of food that doesn't need to be eaten. It certainly is a major event. In terms of how it's impacting dairy, piglets eat lactose. It's the way you get them to grow the fastest. And lactose and permeate, which is a product that has a lot of lactose in it, prices have absolutely crashed.
And that affects our dry whey price.
Yeah, it affects our dry whey price. And then there's additional concern. Okay, well, it's spreading in China, but what about the rest of Southeast Asia, which tends to be a fairly heavy pork-consuming region? And we don't really know where it stops, and these farms and those areas aren't really set up to be biosecure. So at least for the foreseeable future, it'll continue to spread.
Matt, we're seeing milk prices start to climb, and dairy prices are pulling the milk prices with them. Where is the top?
First off, let's talk about, isn't that something that we have high milk prices? And we're talking about prices breaking out higher after really 4 years of subdued milk prices. So that's important in its own right. The one problem is that this rally is being driven by a decline in supply, less so than a surge in demand. So probably as we get towards the third or fourth quarter, we'll see prices top out.
And how high do you see them going?
I think we're probably going to hit the highest prices that we've seen since 2014, which was an all-time record high. We're certainly not going to beat that. I think my forecast has prices this year hitting $18 or higher.
Matt Gould, Dairy Market Analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thank you, Lee. Now we focus on a family dairy operation that is adding value to their bottom line by mastering the farm-to-table concept. Hansen's Farm Fresh Dairy in Hudson, Iowa, produces dairy products and sells them directly to consumers. Marketing manager Jordan Hansen says her husband Blake and the rest of his family made the decision together.
Blake and his three brothers, back in the early 2000s, decided that they wanted to add value to the dairy farm that they had by starting to process their own dairy products right here on the farm. And so we started with that in 2004, and we started producing whole milk right away. But now our product line has actually grown to include skim and 1% and chocolate milk. And then we do butter and heavy cream and 6 different flavors of cheese curds and about 20 different flavors of ice cream and eggnog, and some ground beef as well.
She says they sell most of their products to other businesses that could use dairy products, but it's taken a lot of hard work to get the business going. But she says the business growth has far exceeded their early expectations.
I don't think that they expected to have so many products that we produce. Like I said, they just started with whole milk, and then they kind of discovered more people buy skim milk. And so when we started doing that, then you've got cream left over. And then what are we going to do with the cream? Well, let's make ice cream and butter. And that's kind of how those products were born. But what I think is really great about our business is that we do everything from start to finish. You know, so we grow the crops that our cows eat. We milk our cows every day. We process those products right here on the farm, and then we deliver them to the public. So it's truly vertically integrated.
She says it's very rewarding to be able to market their own products to the public, and other producers looking to add value should do their homework in getting things started.
Part of doing the value-added producers grant application is, you know, you really have to have your ducks in a row, and you really have to have a good business plan ground. And so even though the grant application is not easy, you know, there's a lot of parts to it, it does make you do your homework and really think critically and analyze your business. And so, you know, I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on value-added producer grants, you can go to rd.usda.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.